the same slain power that Saul knew at the time of his conversion on the road to Damascus. Ha ha. The same slain power that he knew when he fell to the ground. That power is as real as God Himself, as real as the person of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is the secret of the power in my life. All that I have to do is to surrender my life to Him. And he takes that which I surrender. What he's done for me, he'll do for you. He's no respecter of persons. There isn't a preacher who's ever been called to preach the gospel, but what can have the same power in his life, in his ministry. I don't care who you are. I have nothing that you can. Nothing. He's no respecter of persons. I still feel, and it's my firm conviction, that if he knows, he can trust you. He'll give you that which he feels he can trust you with. As for me, I still feel there's more. There's so much more. And there isn't a person living today who is as hungry as I am for more. There's so much more. The greatest saint that ever lived never received all of God that God had for that one. For I do not believe that anyone has ever learned how to surrender completely. So completely. That the Holy Spirit was able to do all that he wanted to do and could do, was willing to do through that yielded vessel. There's more. And when we get home to glory one of these days and stand in his wonderful presence, we'll be amazed to know how much more could have been ours if we had only learned how to yield to him.
Forget there's anyone else here, just you and the Master. Father God, we bow with every atom of our being to be so careful to give you the praise, to give you all the honor and the glory for everything the Holy Spirit does in this place of worship today. It's not our service. I pray that not one person shall see Catherine Kuhlman. Not one who has come into this holy sanctuary today shall see thy servant. We're here to see you. We're here because we love you. And we bow with our very life to be so careful to give you the praise. Just write out loud, say, "Dear Jesus, today is my day." Say it again. I promise to give you the glory. I promise to give you the honor for answering prayer. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Then sings my soul, lifted everywhere. But then the singing. Silent praise and worship. There's so much confusion out there. We lose our perspective. We lose our real sense of values. We're never quiet long. To let him speak to us. Be still. Recognize his power, the one all powerful. Recognize the fact that at the right hand of God the Father this very moment, in position of great high priest, is the very Son of the living God. You and I have a great high priest, whether you're Catholic or Protestant. Remember, We have the same great high priest in the person of the Son of the living God, the great, the true, the only Messiah. Whoever liveth to make intercession for you and for me, and we cannot miss and we cannot be defeated. I don't care what of the problem that life of yours. I don't care how big, how impossible the thing may seem to you in the natural. Only man thinks in terms of impossibilities, not God, not Jesus. Before Jesus went away, he left us his name to use. And we come boldly before the Father's throne, and we stand in this sanctuary this Friday morning. We're using his name, and in using his name, we have a hearing. The Father hears the slightest whisper. God Almighty hears the slightest whisper from your heart. In this place is the Holy Spirit. That's the reason you do not need Catherine Kuhn to lay hands on you, to even touch you, or to even come near you. You do not need me to be present in this sanctuary. You do not need me. I'm not needed. I'm not necessary to the answer to your prayer, the healing of your body. I'm not necessary. When you have him, you have all that makes for the sufficiency. It's the reason people are healed and just standing here, just sitting here. His very presence is here to heal. Just softly worship him in the spirit of the eyes closed, but heads uplifted. Alleluia. A moment for praise and worship. Heads uplifted, your entire being that lifted in praise. Giver of every good and perfect gift, recognizing the fact that every beat of the heart or every breath that you take will depend upon you. No person's independent in himself. Upon our waiting hearts, be He's so pleased to come upon this people just now. We rebuke that sugar diabetes in the name of Jesus. That sugar shall go in Jesus' mighty name. And someone who's healed of sugar diabetes before this service ever started, just sitting in the sanctuary, waiting for the service to begin, the power of the Holy Spirit went through somebody's body, sugar diabetes. There's also been a hip healing. That healing too began before you ever came into the sanctuary this morning. There's a hip healing. Just now, wherever you're standing, begin moving that leg. Just begin moving that leg and you'll find the hip is completely healed and there's no pain in it whatsoever. No pain in that hip whatsoever. There's been that wonderful hip healing. If you want to, you can step out in the aisle. You'll find it's been completely healed wherever the person is. Just completely healed. It has to do with the hip. What is this? Are these your crutches, honey? Pick the hip up, just pick it up. Bend it all the way back. Just bend it. Bend the knee now, just bend the knee. Is there no pain there? Stomp down on it as hard as you can. Come on, walk over here. Come on. Come on. Are these your crutches, honey? Come on, walk up here just a minute. Come on, come on, come on. Reverently, audibly, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Come here. Where are you from?
Elkhart, Indiana.
Did you expect this to happen to you today?
No.
You mean you really didn't?
No, I didn't think I was worthy.
Honey, none of us are worthy. None of us are worthy. Always remember that.
Praise God.
It's His mercy, it's His love, it's His great compassion. Who came with you?
Friends of ours, of mine.
Where are the friends of this woman?
Here.
Look, they're all standing there. And they're just as amazed as you are.
Yes.
Where do you go to church?
United Brethren.
United Brethren. And what was this? What was the condition?
I had a congenital dislocated hip that I've had since birth.
Since birth, honey?
Since birth, but I've only been on the crutches for about 4 months. The hip socket completely gave way, and I was sent to Cleveland Clinic, and they postponed my surgery for till November or December.
What were they going to do?
They didn't know. They had no idea what they could do in there. It was completely destroyed.
The hip socket completely gone. No wonder you're weeping. Put yourself in this one's place. Had you given up hope?
No.
That's the reason you came.
Right.
Was this your last resort? Really?
Yes.
But you didn't expect it to happen so quickly.
No.
Have you suffered greatly with this?
Very much. I'm on next to morphine pills right now for the pain. Or I haven't had any since this morning.
Do you want to know what Jesus is really like? Do you want to know what God is really like? I think of that over and over and over again. I've never seen the Heavenly Father. I've never seen Jesus. And yet, I love my Lord enough that I'd glad to give my life for Him. I am giving my life for Him. Yet I've never seen Him, but I know exactly what He's like, that love, that compassion, when I see His mercy and His great compassion in a moment like this.
Praise God.
I know that the power of God is going through this body. Pick up your leg. Pick it up, honey.
Can I take my shoes off?
She said, can I take my shoes off? You can do anything you want to, honey. Just do anything you want to. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, there flows this wonderful resurrection power. That unseen force, that great unseen person, the mighty third person of the Trinity, thanks. That's one thing you'll not share with any human being. You'll not share the glory. You'll not share the glory. And we bow with our life to be careful to give you the glory and to give you the praise. We bow. We bow with our life. Thanks. Are you sure this is you? You're not quite sure, right?
After having it for so many years.
Yeah, after having it for so many years. That's right.
And praise God.
That's right. Praise Him. Bend the knee again.
No praise.
None.
None.
Stand on it now with your full weight. And still no pain. Walk down the steps again. Walk down the steps again. Here are the crutches. There she goes. Don't forget your shoes. And she can't believe it. Her hands.
There they are.
She can't believe that she can open and close her hands.
And while we were singing, How Great Thou Art, I've had pain this way. While we were singing, How Great Thou Art, this side of my face was a different warmth, a pleasant, wonderful warmth. The whole side of the face where I've never had it before.
It is something you can't describe.
No.
It's impossible. That's the reason I've asked these people over and over again, what is the sensation? What happened to you? You cannot describe the spiritual things. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. You cannot describe it. Where are you from?
I'm from Milford, Massachusetts. It's near Boston.
Near Boston?
Mm-hmm.
Did you expect this to happen to you?
No, not really.
Multiple sclerosis for how long?
3 years now.
And you really, when you came, why did you come? Did more or less to see?
First, because I've heard about the work that's being done here. Second, because a friend of ours came in June, and Catherine Kuhlman's service came at me from all kinds of directions and places and from all kinds of people. And I knew the day was coming, but I didn't know when. And then all of a sudden, the day came.
So you just wanted to come to a service.
But you
really didn't expect to be here to multiple sclerosis.
No.
Open your hands again. Put your hands up. Close them. Close them. Are they perfect?
Marvelous. There's no numbness. There's no... They're normal hands.
Pick it up. Hold it up high. You have perfect use now of both hands. No numbness whatsoever. Close them as hard as you can. Put them together now. Squeeze them just as hard as you can. Have light, you have feeling, everything.
Everything.
But the greatest thing was your face.
My face is where I really felt it, where the pain has been hard here. All of a sudden, it just a pleasant warmth covered my whole face and the side of my head.
While we were singing Alleluia.
I was singing How Great Thou Art.
At the very beginning.
Right.
And you didn't expect it to happen so quickly either.
I didn't expect it to happen at all.
And as long as we both shall live, we vow to give you the praise. But Father God, her spiritual experience shall even be greater than the physical healing. One cannot be touched by the power of the Holy Spirit physically without also receiving something spiritually. Thanks, a million thanks. There she goes, a happy...
My sister's here with me from West Virginia. She's from Avila.
Where's her sister? Wave at me. Where's her sister? She's back there someplace. Dear Jesus, and give her sister the overflow, I pray. For Jesus' sake, we ask it. God bless you.
I'm married into a Jewish family. And I just couldn't convince him.
Bye. Where are you from?
Cleveland.
Are you really? Are you from Cleveland?
Right.
stolen, and we listened to your program with all the stolen people, too.
It was stolen. It is hard to believe, isn't it, really?
It certainly is. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it.
Now, that's the truth. You see, I always put myself in the place of other folk, and I take so much for granted, I guess, because I am in these services so constantly, but I wonder what I would do or how I would feel if I would not be a part of the services. That's the reason I never condemn people who say, I can't believe. You have to see with your own eyes to believe.
Absolutely.
Right?
Right.
And then sometimes, even sitting there and watching it, you wonder, are my eyes deceiving me? You kind of wonder, don't you?
You certainly do.
Now do you understand why I say now, if there's a husband, will a husband come up? Or I say, does someone know this person, come up and verify it? Because I don't want anybody to believe that that it isn't just that way.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand why I do it.
Right.
What was your attitude before you came in here today?
I was very skeptical. It was something that I didn't believe in. I didn't know that much about it myself, but just driving down here at 4 o'clock this morning and driving by the church at 5:45, I started to become a believer real quick.
Yeah, your reason told you.
Right.
That these people wouldn't be sitting out here at 6 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the morning.
I imagine quite a bit earlier because it was mobbed at that time.
How early has it been that you ever have gotten up to go to church?
I really can't say. I don't know. It certainly hasn't been before 9 o'clock.
It's like that. But when you see the woman like the woman with the brace, when you see that and see that she's worn braces all of her life and see her healed and walk without a brace, you've got to believe, right?
No other choice. Can't help but believe.
Yeah.
He wanted to stand by his people, though. I think he didn't want to deny the Jewish people. And so he stood by them. I think that's part of it.
Oh.
We came to pray for his father. He's very sick.
Oh, your father is sick.
Right.
But if you only could understand something, and I wish I had the time to tell you. See, you're just coming into your wonderful day now. In the very near future, all of Israel, when God in his great glory comes to their defense, one of the greatest manifestations of God's power, all of Israel in the very near future will acknowledge Jesus as the true Messiah. The greatest miracle of the century is going to take place in the very near future, right over there in the Middle East. And now, here and there are hundreds and thousands who are beginning to see, the first who are just beginning to see. One of these days, your entire family. But remember, you only become a whole Jew. You remain Jewish, but you become a whole Jew after you have done exactly what you've done today. I see, I believe. You're still Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody changes that. Nobody's going to change that. You still are. Only you're a better Jew. And if you only knew the love that I have for the Jewish people, because I know the covenants and the promises that Jehovah God made to the seed of Israel. Oh, bless them. Dear, wonderful Jesus, just bless them, just bless.
That concludes this message. We hope it has been a blessing to you. For information about thousands of helpful messages such as this one, available for lending on a free or voluntary donation basis, write to us at the Springs of Living Water Tape Library, Post Office Box 32636, Spring Lake Park, Minnesota 55432. Your prayerful and financial support of this ministry is also welcome and greatly appreciated. Thank you, and God bless you. please fast forward this tape to the end for its next listening.